Derelict and abandoned boats are causing major headaches for harbour masters around the country. Every year in Auckland alone, about 20 boats have to be pulled from their moorings. They're either broken down for scrap metal or sold off for a dollar on Trade Me. But harbour master Andrew Hayton says there are many, many more abandoned boats they have their eye on around the region. It can cost thousands of dollars to get rid of a boat. For more on this, I'm joined by Auckland Harbour Master Andrew Hayton now. Hi there.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jesse.
This is a big problem for you.
Yeah, it's a problem for all harbour masters, and not just in New Zealand. It's a problem that's going on around the world. Boats, a lot of them are getting older, and the older the boat gets, the more money you need to spend on it to keep it seaworthy. And there's more and more fallen in, becoming derelict or being abandoned.
Is it a certain type of boat that tends to get abandoned?
Yeah, the ones we're coming across at the moment are usually smaller keel boats that were probably built in the 60s and 70s. They're at the end of their economic life, and they're the main ones that we're coming across. But it ranges from 20-metre keel boats right up to old harbour tugs and everything in between, really.
Boats which I imagine are worth a bit, but only really worth money if you spend some money on them.
Yeah, a lot of the boats we're dealing with were hand-built back in the 60s and 70s. And over the years, the person that built them, it was once their pride and joy. They're either passed on or too old to actively keep maintaining them, and they're inherited by family members who aren't interested. But there's often quite a lot of sentimental value attached to them because granddad built it back in the 60s. People don't really want to take them to the dump, and so they sit swinging on a mooring somewhere, just getting worse and worse year on year.
How do you actually tell that they're abandoned, not just kind of uncommonly used?
Yeah, there is a fine line. There's quite a lot out there that aren't used as often or visited as often as they probably should be to make sure they're kept in good condition. But we get members of the public that tip us off that a vessel might be taking on water, slowly sinking. And we conduct regular patrols of the mooring zones around the region. And we sort of keep tabs on vessels of interest and make sure that they don't get to a situation where they sink. If they sink, it costs us more money to deal with, so we'd rather deal with them whilst they were still afloat.
How do you actually work out who they belong to?
Yeah, that's the tricky part of it. Because there's no registration for boats in New Zealand, ownership can be a tricky issue, and we often find that people sold them to someone or they've changed hands two or three times since our last known owner, and trying to get accurate details of who actually is the owner is problematic. To get rid of a sort of derelict boat costs several thousand dollars, so we're not inundated with people putting their hands up to admit ownership of these boats. And so a lot of them, we can never find out who actually is the legal owner of them, and we just have to take responsibility for disposing of them ourselves.
And how do you do that?
There is a proper process we have to follow. It's laid out in the Maritime Transport Act. We've got to do things like post a notice on the vessel itself, try and send a letter to the last known owner of the vessel, and then we've got to put an advert in the Herald in Auckland to say that we've deemed it to be abandoned, and then we've got to wait a period of time for people to come out of the woodwork, and if no one does, then we can start the disposal process.
What's the solution, do you think? What would you like to see change?
It's a hard one. I'm not sure whether anything will change. The problem is getting worse. I think that if people find themselves in a situation where they have, however, somehow inherited a boat that they don't want or don't need or haven't got the capability to deal with, I think the message would be to contact your local harbour master as soon as you can. We'd much rather deal with boats when they're still afloat. We've got all the contacts that people might need for disposing of a boat, and we can supply details of companies that do that sort of work. We understand that it's a daunting process if you suddenly inherit a boat and you're not a sailor. Where do you start in maintaining it and getting rid of it and things like that? So the message will be to call the local harbourmaster team and they'll point you in the right direction.
Who pays for this in the end? Who stumps up the cash?
Yeah, it used to be the ratepayer ultimately. About 3 or 4 years ago, we increased mooring fees in Auckland by about $50 a year, because rather than the general ratepayer paying for them, this problem was being caused by vessels on moorings, and so we put the mooring fee up by $50 a year to cover the costs of disposing of abandoned vessels on moorings. So the mooring license owners, they ultimately pay.
Okay, thank you for the update, Andrew. Good luck and cheers for your time today.
No problem, thanks very much.
Auckland Harbour Master Andrew Hayton on the problem of derelict and abandoned boats.